The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. We're getting ready for D.C. Everest boys basketball. Tonight we're at the junior high school for a game against Tomahawk. Tomahawk comes in at 2-1. The Evergreens 1-2, looking to get even with a win tonight. We'll spend some time pregame with Coach Corey Heckle. Coach, you've had a week since last time you played. I keep thinking with last week that, you know, if you hit 11 threes, you'd have won that game too. The team battled back but couldn't quite get over the hump.
Yeah, you know, that's a game where we knew Antigo was shooting a high percentage from the three-point arc. Our number one key was to take away the three-point shot, and obviously we didn't do a very good job doing that. And I don't have the exact percentage that they shot, but they shot it well. And obviously, like you said, they had six of them at half. And then the real dagger was when 44 hit one with about 2 minutes left to put it to nine. And he was a prove-it kid, and he did. So, you know, that's kind of their MO. And they shoot it well and makes life miserable for perimeter defense.
You know, I also remember from a week ago, there were times in that game when you had momentum. And kind of a takeaway lesson is that when you have that momentum, you can't be on a 5-0 run. You got to be on a 9-2 run or an 11-2 run. And you had times where for 2 or 3 minutes you were out playing them but couldn't quite get over the hump.
And, you know, that's something we've been working on in practice this last week. We talk about sustained effort, sustained intensity, and try to sustain the good times, you know, versus the roller coaster rides. And, you know, that's something that we need to continue to work on. And I think, you know, getting better execution will help with that. I thought we had some opportunities during that stretch of time. And you know, unfortunately, we just didn't, you know, get it done to really put the pressure back on Antigo.
All right, so tonight we play on a floor that, I mean, everyone's played here before, I think, on your team. This is a little bit of an unfamiliar surrounding. I would guess you'd feel pretty good if you go into conference play at the end of the week, even 2-2?
Yeah, we certainly have to try to get better tonight. You know, we had a rough week of practice as far as we really dialed it up a little bit Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, we came back Sunday and Monday and really started the game prep for Tomahawk. But, you know, and we're really trying to focus on things that we need to do to get better. And hopefully tonight that'll show through. We spent a lot of time working on defensive things in the last week and also just like we talked about already, the execution on offense.
Evergreens and Tomahawk, we'll tip it off in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. All right, welcome back to D.C. Everest Junior High School. Just a moment away from getting tonight's game underway. D.C. Everest boys and Tomahawk. Evergreens will pull to 500 with a win tonight. First, a word about why we are where we are. We are at the junior high school tonight because the D.C. Everest girls also have a home game tonight, and they have the main floor at the field house as they are playing Lakeland for Parents Night. Evergreen girls undefeated now, looking to go to 5-0 if they can come out with a victory. And they should be favored in tonight's game. And to make this a thoroughly busy night for D.C. Everest Athletics, the boys' hockey team off their first win of the season on Saturday. They're on the road in Marshfield tonight. They are looking to get even in Valley Conference play as well. Quick word about tonight's starting lineups. The D.C. Everest Evergreens are going to be matching up against a tall center. 6'8", Chris Schoene, the senior for Tomahawk, will be the tallest player on the floor. The Evergreens will have junior Max Melodic available tonight. Melodic taped up his ankle. Coach Corey Heckle assisted. Well, you see the coach dealing with one of his player's feet. It's a pretty good sign that that player is going to be seeing some playing action tonight. Evergreens have what looks like a throwback night in their home white trimmed in green. Tomahawk hatchets in blue trimmed in gold. Balls in the air. Let's light this candle. We're underway. Evergreens control the tap. Kyle Kurtenbach taps it back to Riley Peterson as Nick Sierakowski looks baseline. Entry pass looking for Kurtenbach down low, and it's tied up. On alternating possession, we'll go right over to Tomahawk. And the Evergreens will pick up man-to-man, full court. As Jared Jerevisu brings it up across the timeline, Jerevisu looks to drive down low, lost his footing and picked up his dribble along the baseline, has to go back out high. To Jordan Rossler, working around to Lauren Ahrens in the corner. Ahrens is guarded closely by Kyle Kurtenbach. Back up high to Chris Schoene. Tallest man on the floor handling at the top of the key. Not there. Here's a three-pointer from the left side. Up and in from Jared Jerevisu. So the Evergreens had 11 threes hung on them the last time that they played against Antigo. And Tomahawk hits an early tray as well and leads 3-0. Evergreens go down low, spinning in the lane, and answering is Chris Cornish. And the Evergreens are on the board. Good look down low, 3-2. 6:56 to play, early first quarter. Tomahawk works around that man-to-man again. Tallest man on the court handles a foul line extended. Now they go baseline and lots of traffic blocked from behind. Chris Cornish turned that shot away, and the Evergreens come away with the ball. Here's Kurtenbach back in the front court to Nick Sierakowski. Pulls up from the foul line. Jumper left it a little short. Defensive rebound. Tomahawk clears the boards. Jordan Rossler went up to get it. And Rossler keeps his dribble right into the front court. Goes down low to the big man. Scooney quickly bodied up. Has to go down low. Floater, 10-footer along the baseline. No good. Scooney kept that alive, and Tomahawk's going to get another shot. They go back out for a three-pointer. Just rimmed out from Jared Jarabisu. And the Evergreens get the rebound. Riley Peterson pulled that free ball down. Evergreens with the ball and a one-point deficit. Looking to drive in was Van Grinsven. Goes down to the corner. Sierakowski running 10-footer along the baseline. No good. Defensive rebound tapped. Evergreens get it right back. Good work underneath there for Kyle Kurtenbach. Evergreens get another crack here. Riley Peterson double-teamed. He goes back out. Evergreens will pull it out into the hands of Van Grinsven. And now to Sierakowski. All right, Evergreen's good defensive, a good offensive composure here. Got that offensive rebound, and now they're running a set play. Working inside to Sierakowski. Had some room along the baseline. Looked to make the extra pass. Bad pass, out of bounds. Turned over. So despite picking up that offensive rebound, the Evergreens commit a turnover in their own end. Goes back to Tomahawk with 5:33 to play, first period. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. We're calling today's game from the bleachers, right close to the action, where we could see a turnover. Picking the pocket of the Tomahawk guard was Kyle Kurtenbach, and the Evergreens get the ball right back into Riley Peterson's hands. Now to Van Grinsven, swings cross-court to Peterson, setting up the three off the screen, just missed it. Shot was a little short, and Kyle Kurtenbach is over the back on a loose ball. So Kurtenbach is going to get called for the foul here, and Tomahawk will have the ball. Tomahawk is 1-for-2 from the three-point arc. That one hit gives them their 3-2 advantage. Fletcher Scooney is checked in, working down low. Double team there as Jordan Rossler has to go back out. We've got a whistle and a travel. Chris Scooney. Two brothers, twins, Chris and Fletcher are both on the floor at the same time, and it was Chris, the bigger of the two, the 6'8 player, who shuffled his feet at the top of the key and turns it over to D.C. Everest. Tomahawk has the 3-2 lead. Token full court pressure as Riley Peterson brings it across the timeline for D.C. Everest. Leaves it in for Stephen Weir. Weir just checked in on the last stoppage. Goes down low to Jake Giebert. Giebert had 9 last time. Makes the extra pass. Evergreens work it around. Now driving in left-handed up and in for Stephen Weir. Stephen Weir, usually a three-point specialist, that time took it to the basket and was rewarded. Tomahawk quickly double-teamed on the other end. They pull it back out and able to work it around. Into the hands of Jared. Jarabisu now goes to the corner. Lauren Ahrens looks to drive through the double-team. He missed the layup. Hit the underside of the rim, and it comes down to D.C. Everest. Jake Giebert got that loose ball. Evergreens with a 4-3 lead and possession. Here comes Chris Cornish. Now to Van Grinsven on a screen. Van Grinsven looked to make a pass down low. It's loose. Stephen Weir mocked up and makes a pass down low, up and in to Chris Cornish. Cornish has 4. Evergreens up 6-3. The key on that play was good hustle by Stephen Weir. Picked up that loose ball and saved the possession for D.C. Everest. Tomahawks in the front court. Lauren Arnes looks to drive, goes back out. Jordan Rossler. Rossler penetrates too hard. Missed. Boy, that shot should have gone down. He drove through and got a layup and then left it too hard off the glass. Evergreens get the rebound, filling the other way in the lane, and scoring is Chris Cornish. Cornish has 6. Evergreens up 8-3. This is now a 6-0 run for D.C. Everest at the 3-minute mark here in the first period. Tomahawk needs an answer. Trying a long three and hitting was Jared Jarabisu. He's got all 6 of Tomahawk's points. Needed that three ball from the outside, and down it went. 8-6. Behind the back, Stephen Weir. Now down low to Jake Giebert. Giebert has it go off his foot. Last touch by a Tomahawk player. Fletcher Scooney. Close defense there. Out of bounds on him. Evergreens keep possession. D.C. Everest basketball is sponsored by Ace Hardware Weston. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family of old-fashioned service. Off the inbound pass, down low to Chris Cornish, up and in. Cornish has 8. Evergreen's up, 10-6. Cornish has been doing good work at all those points coming from the inside. Now looking down low, they try to post up Jarabisu, go back out. Here comes a three-pointer from Fletcher Scooney. It's short. Rebound comes to Chris Cornish. Cornish is having a heck of a first period. Into Riley Fletcher's hands. Now to Sarakowski. Back to Cornish up high. Jake Giebert gets a touch. Now driving in the corner. Floating 10-footer is Stephen Weir. It's too strong. Getting the rebound there is Jacob Stroik. Stroik just missed on the putback. Tomahawk clears the boards. Jordan Rossler into the front court. 10-6 Evergreens. Hatchets have the ball, though. Fletcher Scooney is up high. Looking for Lauren Arms. Now swings cross court. Sarakowski almost got a hand on that. Now three ball kind of forced it. Jared Jarvisu missed that one. Long rebound comes out to Stephen Weir. A one and done trip. Evergreens can double up the score here with a bucket. Peterson goes cross court off the screen. Three-pointer for Stephen Weir, left it short. Didn't have enough arc under that. Little line drive that hit off the front of the rim. Tomahawk hustles back the other way. Into the front court is Lauren Arns, and he's fouled while he was shooting. Looking for that 10-footer along the baseline, and he's going to get a pair of free throws. Foul will be on Riley Peterson. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud supporter of D.C. Everest Evergreen Sports. First free throw attempt from Lauren Arns, left it short, right off the front rim, no good. One more coming up. Stephen Weir comes out. Kyle Kurtenbach will come back in on a make, which Lauren Arns obliges. Arns gets one of two. Evergreens lead 10-7. And Tomahawk wants to pick up full court pressure here on the inbounds pass. And Nick Sarakowski will inbound to Grant Van Grinsven. They're looking to double team him in the backcourt. And Grant, picked up his dribble. Was able to get it over to Austin Behrens. Now right into the front court. There's a no-look pass to Kurtenbach. Missed the layup. He was underneath, gets his own rebound, and traveled. Kurtenbach was falling out of bounds and couldn't maintain his footing on that offensive rebound. A little bit of frustration there for Kyle Kurtenbach because they broke the press, had numbers, and found Kurtenbach underneath and missed what should have been an easy bucket. We go under 1.5 minutes to play in the quarter. Evergreens 10-7. Opportunity missed there. Lauren Behrens goes out to Fletcher Scooney. Now over to Jordan Rossler. Rossler looks to drive in, picks up his dribble along the baseline, and Tomahawk has to go back out. We'll go under a minute here. And Jordan Rossler flows Evergreen's defense. They swing to the weak side. Now driving along the baseline, Fletcher Scooney. He's fouled. Nick Sarakowski hit him as he was going up for a shot along the baseline. Two more free throws coming up here for Tomahawk. Evergreen's basketball is sponsored by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs during Baseman's fall blowout sale. First free throw from Fletcher Scooney is good. He'll get one more. This could make it a one-point game on a make. You got them both. 10-9. The Evergreens, after that 6-0 run, have gone cold here. Driving into the front court is Grant Van Grinsven. Passes over to Austin Behrens. See if the Evergreens hold for one here. 40 seconds left in the quarter. To Chris Cornish. Now inside to Van Grinsven. Lowers his shoulder and called for an offensive foul. Yep. Van Grinsven, who's been more aggressive this season at taking it to the basket, that time lowered his shoulder. Tried to bull his way through in there, and the referees wouldn't have it. So now Tomahawk has the opportunity, if they want, to hold for one with 39 seconds left. Evergreens will try and deny with full court pressure. Inbounds pass goes to Jared Jarabisu. He's got 6. Jarabisu almost double-tribbled. You know, he did, and it should have been called. Went off both of his hands, and he almost lost control on his no-look dribble. He does get it into the front court, though. And here's Jordan Rossler. Rossler kicks it back out to Fletcher Scooney. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Back out to Jarevisu, and he's guarded there by Nick Sarakowski. 15 seconds. Jarevisu dribbles, switches to the left hand. Sarakowski still guarding him way out near half court. 8 seconds left here. Jarevisu having trouble. Sarakowski's molesting him, loses control of the ball with 3 seconds left. Going ahead to Kurtenbach. He's stripped with 1 second left. And Kyle Kurtenbach is going to get some free throws here. Kurtenbach was ready to put it up, realizing the time was running out. Fletcher Scooney tried for a strip and fouled him. So the Evergreens will, they're calling that a non-shooting foul? Oh my, that's not right. They're calling that a non-shooting foul. All right, Evergreens inbound and promptly throw it out of bounds. Turned over to Tomahawk. There's only 1 second left, and it's turned right back over to Tomahawk. Okay. The Hatchets will inbound from half court, and Jared Jarevisu is going to throw it in. Evergreens are going to sub in. They'll put in Andrew Miller, and they'll let Riley Peterson sit out here. And Jacob Stroik will come in to spell Kyle Kurtenbach, who should be at the free throw line, but is not. Tomahawk looks to inbound, long inbound pass. This will count if it goes, and it goes off the backboard, no good. Fletcher Scooney shot at the buzzer, missed. DC Everest Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports. They wish all area athletes a successful season. Evergreens clinging to a one-point lead at the end of the first quarter. It's 10-9. We'll be back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back to DC Everest Junior High School. In all honesty, this is a throwback-looking gymnasium. Looks like we're going to film a scene from Hoosiers here tonight. We are here because the Evergreens girls are at home at the Fieldhouse just down the road. These two teams, DC Everest and Tomahawk, do have a common opponent. Both lost to Antigo. Tomahawk fell to the Red Robins their last game on Friday night, 58-46. And the Evergreens, who haven't played since last Tuesday, they've been off for a week. When they were last out, they fell to Antigo 45-36. The Evergreens twice got the lead down to 2 points in the second half, but couldn't quite get over the hump. Here, as we start the second period, the Evergreens have a 10-9 lead, and they'll have possession to start. Inbound pass to Grant Van Grinsven. And Tomahawk is settling into a zone. This is an unusual 1-2-2 zone. They got a man up high. Evergreens penetrate it through the seam, swing over to Riley Peterson. Peterson had the three if he wanted it and passed it up. Now to Sarakowski in the corner along the baseline. Back out to Peterson. Evergreens looking to stay active here against this look. Working around to Van Grinsven. And now to Riley Peterson. You loosen up the zone by hitting outside shots. There's an inbound pass to Kurtenbach along the baseline. Made the extra pass, and Jake Giebert missed underneath, but gets his own rebound. And we've got a foul. A loose ball foul underneath. Going to be against Tomahawk here. See who they called this on. It is on Fletcher Scooney. That'll be his second, and the Evergreens inbound underneath their own basket. Inbounds to Van Grinsven, who was hanging in the lane and missed an easy shot underneath. Put it off the back bracket. Evergreens have missed a couple of bunnies underneath. Tomahawk can take the lead on this trip as they come back the other way. Here's Lauren Arnes in the corner. He's looking for Scooney underneath. Now up high to Jared Jarevisu, who's got six already. Now driving along the baseline, Jordan Rossler cut off by Sarakowski. Good defense there. We played a minute in the second period. Neither team has scored since the period began. Evergreens lead 10-9. Lowering that shoulder and looking to drive in, Jordan Rossler coming out for a long two. Shot is no good from Chris Scooney. Scooney again at 6'8 and settled for a 15-foot jumper. You want him underneath. Evergreens get the rebound. Here they come the other way. Here's Kyle Kurtenbach working along the baseline. He is guarded closely by Fletcher Scooney, who has two fouls and almost picked up a third. They go low to Kurtenbach, kicks it back out. Sarakowski, this is a three if it counts, off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound from Riley Peterson, put it back up, and he's fouled. Riley Peterson is going to get free throws here. Good offensive rebound for the freshman underneath, fighting with the bigs. He was fouled by Jared Jarevisu. It's the third team foul. and Riley Peterson is going to get a pair. Peterson's first up and in. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports Radio from D.C. Everest Junior High School tonight, brought to you by Glenray Radiator. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiator, serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiator. Freshman Peterson got them both. Evergreens hadn't scored for nearly 4 minutes. They now lead 12-9. Tomahawk hasn't scored for a while either. Lauren Arnes works again up high to Chris Scooney. I'm amazed they don't put the biggest kid on the floor, who should create a matchup problem for the Evergreens. They don't work him underneath. He instead lurks around the perimeter. Now driving in, off his foot, Jared Jarvisu turned over right into the hands of Riley Peterson. Empty trip for Tomahawk, and here comes Grant Van Grinsven into the front court. Stephen Weir briefly had it in the corner, goes back out. Van Grinsven looks to drive underneath, pretty, boom, and he scored! Van Grinsven hit the ball down low for a moment and put it up and in. Drive to the basket, Evergreens run a mini 4-0 run, and they lead 14-9. See if Tomahawk has an answer here. Rossler is handling up high, and we've got a whistle, we've got a foul underneath. And I think they're going to call it on Grant Van Grinsven underneath, jockeying for position with Jared Jarvisu. Yeah, it is. It's on Van Grinsven. And that's an away-from-the-ball foul. It is his second. Fifth on the Evergreens team, and Tomahawk will inbound underneath. Evergreens 14, Tomahawk 9. Hatchett sends the ball inbound to the corner. Jordan Rossler. Rossler's guarded by Stephen Weir, goes out high up top to the big man, Chris Scooney. Now Scooney gets it down low. He's double-teamed there briefly. Now trying to fight through. He dribbled out of bounds. No call. Extra pass. Rolls off the rim for Lauren Arnes. All right, they didn't deserve it. Evergreens come back the other way. Stephen Weir now to Riley Peterson and over to Nick Sierakowski. Evergreens by five and now queuing up a three from the left side, and hitting is Jake Giebert. Giebert off the screen had all the time he wanted to set up that shot. It's 17-9. Tomahawk could probably use a timeout. They're playing through it. 4:50 to play in the half. Now a three from the other way. Jarvisu missed everything. Air ball and goes out of bounds. And Tomahawk is going to take the timeout here. See, if they took it earlier, they would have saved the possession. Now the Evergreens have the ball back and a 17-9 lead. With this full timeout, why don't we take a break as well? 4:46 to play in the half. Evergreens have opened up by 8, 17-9 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back to D.C. Everest Junior High School. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens hoping to even their record at 2-2 as they get ready to start Wisconsin Valley Conference play on Friday. They are the last team in the Valley Conference to play a conference game. They'll begin their schedule Friday night against Wausau East. That will be a boys and girls doubleheader, and Tom King will have the call from the East Fieldhouse. Evergreens inbound. Riley Peterson has it. He's guarded in the backcourt by Jordan Rossler. Now brings it across the timeline. Into the hands of Nick Sierakowski. 4.5 minutes to play in the half. Sierakowski picks up his dribble. Look to make a backdoor pass. Instead, retrieving it in the corner was Giebert. It's a no-look pass that didn't quite work. Now to Stephen Weir. Thought about the three drives in. He's double-teamed. Made the extra pass, and Stephen Weir gave an assist and found Jake Giebert underneath. Tomahawk trying to answer the other way, driving to the basket, and being fouled is Jared Jarvisu. And it's a block, and it's a block just barely. Stephen Weir gets called for the foul. Two free throws coming up here for Jared Jarvisu. First free throw, good. Jarvisu's been kind of hot and cold. Opened up with 2 3 balls, but his last three was an air ball. He'll get one more free throw here. And he made them both. Tomahawk really needed the points. It's 19-11. Evergreens inbound. Riley Peterson guarded closely in the backcourt. Breaks it on his dribble. And now is double-teamed in the frontcourt. Made an extra pass and Big contact as Austin Behrens got the ball. Behrens received the pass and was clobbered by two Tomahawk players. Foul is going to be on Lauren Ahrens. It's only the fourth team foul, and it's Ahrens' first. This is a non-shooting foul, and the Evergreens will inbound from the side. Behrens goes into Stephen Weir. Weir had the three if he wanted it, passes it up to Riley Peterson. Trying to set a screen if Peterson wants to drive, goes back to Weir. It's 19-11, Evergreens by eight, and the ball. And Stephen Weir looked to drive, goes back out to Riley Peterson. Now it's in the hands of Austin Behrens. Behrens giving the Evergreens some good minutes here. Peterson along the baseline. Extra pass down low. In traffic was Chris Cornish. Cornish went back out to Behrens. Down to Jake Giebert again. Giebert's got a quick eight. Evergreens up by 10. Biggest lead of the game. 21-11. Evergreens have shown the willingness to make the extra pass, and it's been rewarded inside. We've got a whistle and a foul outside. I believe this foul is going to be on Giebert, and it would be a shooting foul for Tomahawk as the Evergreens are over the limit. And you know what? If that foul is on Grant Van Grinsven, and it is, that's his third. He'll have to sit. Free throws coming up for Jordan Rossler. He'll shoot at the 1-1. Team trailing by 11. Rossler hits the first, and one more is coming. Evergreens basketball sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Ball in hand for the second free throw for Jordan Rossler. Eyes the basket, and he got them both. Tomahawk is 7 of 8 from the foul line. Evergreen still up 21-13, and breaking the pressure into the front court comes Riley Peterson. Peterson's pass was almost knocked away. Nick Sarakowski retrieves it. Sarakowski's been a calming presence on this Evergreen's offense. Just when things look bad, here's the extra pass rolling through the lane. It's Jake Giebert. This time he scores with an underhand scoop shot. Giebert's got nine. Evergreen's back up by 10. 23-13. And here comes Jordan Rossler. Rossler is guarded along that baseline, cut off by Austin Behrens. Good defense. Tomahawk's got to go back out. Here's the extra pass down low to the big man. Scoring underneath was Chris Scooney. That's the first time he's gotten the ball underneath. It was a give and go, and he scores. It's Tomahawk's first points from the floor in this second quarter. We have 2.5 minutes to play till halftime. It's 23-15. Here's Nick Sarakowski driving on the baseline in traffic, draws the foul as he was going up for that baby 10-footer. Sarakowski was trying to float a right-hander up there. The foul will go on Jared Jerevisu. He's just picked up his second. And Nick Sarakowski will be shooting a pair at the foul line. Nick's first is good. Hit the front rim and got a friendly bounce. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports, sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Nick Sarakowski, yep, senior leadership, got them both. Back to a 10-point lead, 25-15. Evergreens try and ratchet up the pressure on defense. Tomahawk breaks it on the dribble. Jordan Rossler's into the front court, guarded by Behrens. Behrens has played good enough defense to keep himself on the floor here. Jared Jerevisu now has it, and Chris Scooney. Scooney again. He's handling the ball beyond the three-point arc, and he's 6'8". Driving along the baseline, stepped out of bounds, turned over to the Evergreens. Jared Jerevisu was looking for room in tight quarters along the baseline and stepped on the line. Checking into the game now for DC Everest is Max Melodic. Melodic at 6'7". He's the biggest player on the Evergreens roster. He's been injured until now, and here he comes with his first minutes. And Melodic is a bigger body. See how he matches up against Scooney. Pass, though, is turned over. Riley Peterson lost the handle. Tomahawk come back the other way. Bounce pass working around the horn, and here comes Jordan Rossler along the baseline, blocked before the shot. Rossler put it in. We're going to say this shot is on the floor. Free throws are still coming up here. It's going to be a 1-1 instead. Austin Behrens has just picked up his first. And Jordan Rossler comes to the line for the front end of the 1-1. His free throw is good. This Tomahawk team looks like a good free throw shooting team. They can get closer. That would factor in down the stretch. Rossler looking to be a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Jinxed him and it rolled out. Evergreens get the rebound. Jacob Stroik in to clear those boards. Hands off to teammate Riley Peterson, goes into the front court. Now to Nick Sierakowski. 1.5 minutes to play till halftime. It's 25-16. Here's Jacob Stroik getting his first touch, but he's handling up high. Now sets a big screen for Sierakowski. Sierakowski, we've got a whistle. We're going to have a foul on D.C. Everest, and they're going to call Max Melodic. Melodic, when he was setting a pick, had his arm out, and it gets turned over. Turned over to Tomahawk. Hatchets bring the ball up. 1:16 to play till halftime. And here's Lauren Ahrens. Again, up high. Chris Scooney. 15-footer from the left side for Jordan Rossler, and he just hit. So Tomahawk is inching closer. It's 25-18, and we go under a minute to play. Nice to see the Evergreens put a couple more points on the board before we come to halftime. Here's Max Melodic handling up high. Now to Riley Pearson, looks to drive along the baseline. He's in traffic, partially blocked. Ball is loose. Melodic couldn't get it down, and Tomahawk comes back the other way. Three ball from the left side, just off by Scooney. Offensive rebound up and in for Lauren Arnes. Tomahawk is on a 7-0 run, and the Evergreens are going to take a timeout. They've got it down to 25-20. 40 seconds left. And the way things are working here, halftime could not come soon enough for the Evergreens. They were up by 10. They've seen that now cut to 5. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Tulusky and Kennedy, attorneys at law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Tulusky and Kennedy, call for a free consultation. And tonight's game from D.C. Everest Junior High School brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688 or visit them online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Evergreens will have the ball and 40 seconds to work with and a 25-20 lead. I think to a man, the Evergreens will tell you it should be more. Riley Peterson to the front court. Tomahawk picks up man-to-man across the timeline. Peterson, left-handed dribble, picks it up. Now goes over to Chris Cornish into Sierakowski's hands. 25 seconds, clock running. Austin Behrens up high. Back to Riley Peterson, under 20 seconds, to Sierakowski, 17. Now Jacob Stroik. Stroik is in the corner looking to set up inside. We go down to 10 seconds. Stroik picked up his dribble. Sierakowski now down to 5. Going to try and get a play here. Sierakowski looks to drive himself in traffic. Drew contact and missed. Offensive rebound would have counted and blocked at the buzzer. And they're calling a foul. Chris Cornish got the rebound and was fouled as the half came to an end. They will clear the lane and give Chris Cornish 2 free throws before the half comes to an end. Chris Scooney was called for it. So now Cornish, who has 8 all in the first period, is alone at the foul line, and he hits the first. And Chris Cornish will get one more. Dribbles 1, 2, 3 times and missed that one. Sometimes it's a little distracting when you take those free throws after the buzzer sounds and the entire lane is empty. Cornish makes 1 of 2, and the Evergreens go to the locker room leading 26-20. So that's where we stand at intermission. We will look at our first half scoring highlights. We'll also preview what is a busy week of both hockey and basketball here on Fox Sports Radio. That's all coming up. Halftime tonight is brought to you by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. We'll be back after these messages. This is D.C. Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.